afternoon and welcome to Hockey Talk, our playoff edition. I'm Ray Brewer along with Steve Silver from LasVegasSun.com. The quest for the Kelly Cup, Steve, begins Friday, the Wranglers against Bakersfield. Break it down for us, brother. Are we going to be covering a team that hoists this Kelly Cup in a few weeks?
I'm not sure they're going to be hoisting a Kelly Cup. At one point this season, we didn't even know if they're going to be making the playoffs. It certainly did come down to the wire. They're in. They somehow, the math is way too difficult for me because it's not based on points. It's based on win percentage. And they secured second place in the division. They finished second. Last year, obviously, they won the division. They won the conference. They're second, which means they have home ice advantage. All that really changes in the way these best of seven series are set up is the back end. So they're going to play two at home, then they're going to go on the road, and then, you know, it comes back for the final two is how it works. So that would have changed the back end. Regardless, home ice advantage, they get the first two games against Bakersfield, Orleans Arena, Friday night and Saturday night.
They play great at home.
They do. They're 20-12, 20-12-2 to be exact at home. They won two games this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at home. They beat Stockton twice, and they have an advantage over Bakersfield. Not only have they won the overall series this season, but they're like 3-1 at home against them. So they have to win these two. I see it that way because they go on the road, they struggle on the road, and they're probably going to end up winning this on the bookends, the first two and the last two.
Well, a real young team, and we've talked all year, Steve, about the trials and tribulations as these guys just get acclimated to life on the road and just the East Coast Hockey League. Now they're in the playoffs. They're ready to rock. They're riding the wins from this past weekend. I'd like to think that they have some momentum. Last year's playoff run, they went very deep. Does that factor in at all this year, or is the team so new that it doesn't make a difference?
Interesting you bring that up, because when I was talking to Coach Glenn Gulletson after the game on Saturday, he said, normally I tell my teams, let's just keep it going, you know, let's ride what we're doing, and we just got a couple more weeks of the season, and we're going to win that cup. He said, he told this team, it's a brand new year, it's a brand new start, it starts on Friday. And I think that tells you something about the team. A lot of different players, a lot of young faces. I think they're better positioned right now. Right now where they are, obviously they need some guys to be healthy. They're hoping some guys will come back from the AHL. But it's all young players. Some of them are still in college. They're on amateur tryout agreements. Well, this one kid, Scott McCulloch, he played at Colorado College. His college season ended. He was a fifth-year senior with a medical redshirt. Came here. They just signed him to a full contract. Kid's got 9 points in
8 games.
8 games, and those 9 points have actually come on his final 5 games. So he's just been on fire recently. Him and there's a couple other young guys on the team. The two that are missing are the Ferraro brothers.
The veterans.
Chris broke his leg in a brawl with Alaska, and in that same fight, Peter got suspended for the rest of the year, including the playoffs. And the Wranglers have since released him, kind of a touchy-feely subject with the organization, but they've released him so they can bring another body onto the roster. You only allowed 23 guys on the playoff roster.
Go ahead.
Well, with those veteran guys, there's one school of thought that you want them there. They've been there before. They know what it's all about. But maybe you want these young guys who every shift matters to them. They're trying to get a pro contract, trying to impress someone. And you can tell. They just play differently. And I think no matter who was, at their full potential or not, they won 2 games, the locker room, music blaring, high fives, all smiles, and I think they're going to come out strong on Friday.
Young team, obviously nothing to lose. Steve, probably the one thing that stands out for me from the last time we did an episode of Hockey Talk was the game against Alaska, the big fight that got a lot of traffic on LasVegasSun.com. And it seems like after that fight and that game, the Wranglers have stepped it up. They're winning some games. Does that factor all in terms of some momentum as we head into the Kelly Cup playoffs, or am I looking too deep into it?
I'm not sure about the fight. It definitely changed the makeup of the team. There are a lot of suspensions. You know, the injury, Farrar brothers gone. Maybe not necessarily that they came together, they gelled, hey, we got each other's back and we're going to fight. I think more than that, it taught them, we're actually a good team if we don't make stupid penalties. Because what happened in that game with Alaska, they let in three goals on a five-minute long five-on-three because of major penalties. Had that not happened, they dominated Alaska throughout the entire game and would have won. So I think that was really a big turning point where they saw, if we just stay out of the box, we're better than these teams. We can outskate them, outshoot them, maybe not outdefend because the Wranglers' defense has been weak all year, but we can outscore these teams. And they've got two fairly solid goalies back there, John DeCaro and Glenn Fisher. They're going to be splitting time. Coach said he didn't know who he was going to name the starter. He said he'd do it on Wednesday. So tomorrow I'm going down there. I'm going to find out. We'll have it on LasVegasSun.com. One of them is going to be the lead guy. One's going to be the backup.
Well, I mean, they've used seven goalies this year. And in hockey, you get a goaltender that gets hot in the playoffs, and he could carry all the way to the cup. And just with this Wranglers team, Steve, they've been up and down all year. A lot of young players, lineup changes. Now we're in the playoffs. Now it matters. What's going to be the key for these guys? If you had to pick one thing to say, hey, if the Wranglers do this, Ray, I think we're going to be doing the show next week. And if they continue to do that, Ray, I think we're going to be doing the show in a few weeks as the fans get ready to go deep into the playoffs.
Well, one, they have to stay healthy. They're so short on players right now. They can't afford a major injury. And Tim Spencer just put on the 30-day injury reserve. Their enforcer's gone. Okay, they don't have a strong defensive presence. They don't have a big physical presence. What they do have is they have speed. They have puck handling, shooting, scoring. They have to just fire pucks to the net. The big difference this past weekend was people were crashing the net, just shooting the puck. You saw a couple wraparound goals because people just thought, hey, we'll try it. Why not? Don't worry about the setup. And they have to stay out of the penalty box. They have to. Their penalty kill has been good, and their power play has been abysmal, so that needs to improve. I think they just stay out of the penalty box, don't make stupid mistakes, just fire the puck on net. There's guys with enough quick hand skills. You know, we talk about foot agility maybe in football, but hands. Think of a receiver around the net, they can make something happen.
Well, Bakersfield coming to the Orleans Arena Friday and Saturday night, first round Kelly Cup playoffs. You're listening to HockeyTalk.com on Las Vegas Sun. Oh, boy, I'm really tripping over my tongue today, folks. You're listening to Hockey Talk on LasVegasSun.com. Folks, we'll have photos.
Ray's been drinking out of the Kelly Cup.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't mind doing that. If the Wranglers win, sign me up for a party, boys. Listen, Friday, Saturday night, come to the website. We'll have stories as they happen. We'll have photos. Who knows? The Wranglers could go all the way. For Steve Silver, I'm Ray Brewer. Thanks for listening. We'll talk at you next week, y'all.